The off season, you know, the off season went really well for us. We think the off season program was a big move for us. We changed the entire strength and conditioning program and the weight room. We invested a lot of money in the weight room to make some changes there. Our players enjoyed it. They liked the new system, and so we had a good off season. You know, with the current players and the new players that we brought in. Moving forward to now, Ben is doing a nice job, I think, of trying to take these guys slowly and ramping them up to a certain degree. We're trying to avoid the injury bug. So this is part of our, you know, new routine that we're trying to do with our new team and where we're trying to go this fall. The other thing is, you know, the atmosphere is great. You know, we got a great atmosphere here, a lot of positive energy around. Got a lot of competition at different positions, and I think that makes your football better when you have some competition. So offensive side of the ball, defensive side of the ball, special teams, there are a lot of spots where people are battling for positions as we move through the next few days in camp. You know, obviously, we'll have the day off tomorrow, and we'll put some pads on next week and see what we look like. So I'll open up for any questions for anybody.
How long did you have to hold your breath when Odell went down?
I'm not one of those hold your breath guys, man. It's football. You know, things like that happen. You know, it's training camp, and guys go down all the time, and you have to hold your breath every play almost if you do that. But we're happy that he's okay, and he'll be back out there when we start to practice again.
During training camp, how do you view your roster?
How do I view my roster? Well, it's our roster, and I think we have a really good football team. We added some players, obviously, in the offseason, and we think we helped our defense a little bit more than we've been able to in the past. And actually, we had significant amount of money to spend this time, so we were players, obviously, in the free agent market. We feel like we had some quality top end players coming out of that market, really. Guys still in their prime, so we feel good about our team. You know, defensively, we think we'll be better. Offensively, we should be able to score points, and our special teams should be solid again. Our special teams unit don't get a lot of credit from last year, but we had a real solid special teams unit last year.
Well, Dale just talked about this sort of a different atmosphere this year. Obviously, there's a lot of changes, a lot of staff, new faces, new players. But is there a different level of optimism this year than?
No, I don't think so, Tom. You know, every year we have optimism going into the new season, and that never changes. You know, I think people have been giving Ben a little bit of grief about the whole Super Bowl talk, but that's everybody's goal. It doesn't matter what do you want the coach to say. You know, we don't want to win the Super Bowl. We do want to win, and but we know what it takes. You know, it starts one practice at a time, one game at a time, one play at a time, and. And you ramp up to that. We're very optimistic about our football team. We think we've upgraded. We like our coaching staff. We like the direction that Ben is taking us right now, and we're excited about it.
Jerry, you just said, I think we have a really good football team. Do you feel that every year, or some years do you feel it more so?
Yeah, well, we do. I'm an optimist. You know, by nature, you know, and I always go to the new season feeling like, you know, we're going to have a chance, as good a chance as anybody. It's the National Football League, and, a couple plays here and there, and your season can go one way or the other. So I don't think it's a huge difference between most teams in the National Football League. You just have to, win the physical battle. You got to play as a team. And you can't beat yourself with, bad fouls. You know, that's always been my mantra with football teams. If you do those things, you're going to have a chance to win. You know, some things that we need to get better at, obviously, in the red zone, we need to get better. We need to close out games on defense. We need to rush the passer better. So we think we can address some of those things, and we hope they'll correlate into wins.
Jerry, you've never shied from challenging guys specifically or, in a specific way. What has been your challenge to Eli this year, whether it's something you've talked with him or what you perceive in terms of the leadership, new coach, young receivers? What do you want from him?
Yeah, well Eli's a pro's pro, and we haven't had our talk yet. We talk, right before the season starts. After the last preseason game, we'll sit down and have a, nice conversation, and you know, I'll talk to him about what I expect from him at this time. And but you know, he's a self-starter. He's one of those guys that he's self-motivated, and our talk is just really a talk in general, and tell him how I feel about things and what we expect from him, and we expect big things from him. You know, he's still a really good football player in this league, and you know, we're on his back. You know, and I think he's up for the challenge.
I know this is obvious, but when you draft young receivers as you have in recent years, I mean, what does it mean for them that's who they're coming into and learning from?
Well, after they get the Google eyes, you know, from seeing this guy, you know the caliber player that he's been for such a long time. They got to get past that stage, and then they just have to do the things their coach is asking them to do. You know, when they do that, you know, it's football. You know, football, these guys have played at big schools, most of them, and it's football is football. You know, they're playing against the same guys they played against in college. So they have to get past the whole, you know, it's pro football, and it's not a lot of different from what they did in college. You just have to, be more detailed, and you got to make plays. When you get out there, you get a chance to make plays. You have to do that.
Jerry, concerning the rookie class, you see guys like Eli Apple and Darian Thompson getting first-team reps on defense. Sterling Shepard's making immediate contributions to the offensive game. Paul Perkins getting some nice runs off. How does it make you feel when you see guys from the rookie class contributing immediately?
Yeah, well, you know, we expect the young players to play. You know, nowadays it's not like you can come in the league and draft guys and play them after 3 years. They have to come in and contribute right away. We expect our guys to do that. And, you know, right now it's just practice still. They have to do it in a game, and they have to produce in football games on Sunday.
You are optimistic.
Thompson?
Yeah.
You know, we liked him. You know, obviously we thought he was a productive interceptor, and, you know, he learned a great lesson today, you know, out there against the deep ball. You know, you have to go get the ball in this league. You can't sit back and, you know, catch it like a punt. He was kind of waiting on that ball, and Odell took the ball, you know, right out, you know, right from his hands. And so great teaching tape for him today. That's the way the big boys do it in this league. He's doing a nice job, but there's some more safeties in that group back there that's doing a nice job as well. Who's going to, you know, it's going to be a good battle for the other safety position on the other side of Collins.
Who stands out?
I'm not going to say who stands out. You know, that's, you know, people, you know, look at this kind of thing. Like Jerry, you know, likes this guy, and they kind of, you know, recruit off that kind of stuff. You know, who will they cut that they like, you know? So I'm not going to talk about that specifically. But there's a lot of guys back there that I like who I believe can play.
Obviously, there's been a lot of speculation about the right tackle spot all offseason. Just what's your confidence level in
Newhouse? Well, Newhouse has played a lot of football. You know, he's a 7-8-year guy. He's played a lot of football. He's in a battle over there with Bobby Hart and some more guys out there. Don't count him out. You don't just play seven years in this league and start for the most part of, you know, every, you know, time he's been here. So we have confidence in our offensive line. We'll always try to upgrade every position as we move along, but we think we have a very competent offensive line that can get the job done.
Newhouse and Jerry were backups at this time last year. What makes you believe that they're good enough to be your right side of the offense?
Well, I look at offensive lines all around the league. I look at the two offensive lines, and, you know, I always try to look at who were the offensive lines that played in the Super Bowl, and I kind of, you know, look at those offensive lines that played in the Super Bowl, and I say, you know what, you know, that's not a big difference from the offensive lineman that we have, or to whatever degree that may be, you know. So I just kind of look around. You know, you don't be great to have, you know, five Pro Bowlers up front, but that's I don't think anybody has that.
Jerry, you obviously mentioned just a couple minutes ago the idea of you're an optimist. You're always looking at the bright side, that kind of thing. Last summer you were optimistic about Victor, and then obviously the calf happens. Just curious, is there a hurdle in your mind that he needs to clear before you start getting that optimistic again?
Yeah, he's got to get some game snaps. He's got to go out there and he has to turn it loose. You know, I think he's still in practice. You don't turn it loose like you do in games. So I'm anxious to see him get out there in the preseason and turn it loose, and I'm pulling for him. Hopefully he'll be able to do that, get across that mental hurdle. I think physically he's fine, but it's a mental hurdle that you have to get past, and hopefully he'll be able to go out there and get past that mental hurdle and really turn it loose and we can see some glimpses of the old Victor Cruz.
You still have to view it as a bonus, though, if you get anything from him? I know you said that in the past.
Yeah, well, he hadn't played in a couple years, so it's still, you know, we're hoping for the best, and you know, I believe he'll make it. I really do. I believe he'll make it and be a contributor.
With your offensive line, I know you have some time with both guys, but do you have to start thinking about locking up Hugh and Richburg with some of the cap space you have long term?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of, you know, the process of you know, what we do, and we've had some discussion, but that's right now. It's not the time to talk about that.
Some discussion internally, or some discussion with them?
Just we've had some discussion. It's not time to talk about contracts right now. All right.
What else? Anything else?
You talked about at the combine. You mentioned a miracle season for JPP last year. Just curious where your expectations are for him.
Yeah, you know, Jason, he looked like a beast out here. You know, he is, you know, his motor is running hot. You know, you talking about a guy that looked like he's on a mission. He looked like he's on a mission to me, you know. And actually, you know, talking to Coach McAdoo last night, he was like, man, I got to tone Jason down a little bit, you know, because he is going so hard out there. So he's a man on a mission, and he looked like the old JPP.
Obviously, the bigger cuts are a little down the road, but what's it been like just working with Ben as far as managing the roster?
It's been great. You know, Ben's a really good communicator, and we talk things out, and he's flexible, and you know, he's part of the process, just like our coaches have always been.
You talked about, you know, some of the things you're doing, Ben, taking it step by step to keep these injuries in check. You know, it's been such a struggle with this team. When you guys studied it, was that one of the things you looked at and say maybe we need to go slower? I mean, what was the general?
Well, we talked about a lot of things, Paul, and this is just a different way, just a different approach that we wanted to go. And because things we've done in the past, we've tried a couple, two or three different things in the past 2 or 3 years, and it hadn't worked. So we wanted to try a different approach, and this is one of the approaches that we wanted to try. And it all started with the off-season program, with the new weight room, new little bit different philosophy in the weight room, and so hopefully, you know, we can get past that injury bug and be a strong physical football team. That's, you know, you can't, you know, I think Ben talked about this a little bit as well. You can't be too soft because you'll develop a soft football team. You got to be calloused coming out. That's why the whole thing that happened today when guys got tripped up. You know, just part of it. You got to come out of training camp with some calluses on you, and that's what training camp is about.
Just one more, just backtrack on Jason a little bit. You know, he said that he doesn't think his hand's going to be an issue. Do you share that?
Jason should know better than anybody. I just know, you know, back in the spring doing OTAs, I looked at him a couple of times and saw how he was moving and how he was running. I was like, wow, I haven't seen that guy for a little while now, and he just looked. I mean, he just looked big and fast and explosive, and was just happy to see that. I'm happy for him. So, obviously, his hand situation is something that's healed up more, and he learned how to use it better. And I expect him to be a load.
What is there in training camp that you're really looking forward to seeing from this team? Like, what interests you? Has your eyes in a certain direction?
Well, I just want to see us to come together as a unit, you know, and play together as a team. You know, I want to see the physicality. I want to see us come together as a team, and I want to see us play smart football. You know, those are the kind of things I kind of look for, and I want to see the young guys get in there and get used to the speed of the pro football game. You know, it's a little bit different speed than college, and those guys get out there and see what it's really like to play against pro players. And so that's kind of what I look for.
Jerry, some of the younger guys, Sterling in particular, has talked about how Odell has come to him, come to others, and talked about what to do, that kind of thing. Do you see a more mature Odell this year and that growth as a player that you guys were looking for, talked about at the end of last season? Is that something that you see coming to play?
Yeah, sure. You know, Odell's, you know, it's going to be his third season, you know, so he's really kind of a veteran now, you know, this football team, especially in the receiver core. So these guys are looking up to him, and, you know, he's just, you know, the thing he has, you know, that, you know, players of his caliber have. You know, anything they say, it gets, you know, sensationalized a little bit more than others probably. So he obviously has to be careful about what he says, because he can say, wow, this, the grass is green out here. And people's like, wow, you hear Odell? He said the grass is green, you know. So he has to be careful about what he says, because, you know, people make a story out of anything he says. So I think he's maturing in that way. But on the field, he's definitely maturing and being a leader out here.